Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, as we mentioned when we opened the show this morning, today's show kicks off our third year spending Sunday mornings with you on HealthLink On Air. And coincidentally, this morning's guest finds his anniversary with SUNY Upstate to be very close. Let me introduce one of our favorite and frequent guests, Dr. David Smith, president of SUNY Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning, Tricia. How are you?
Fine, fine. And you have a lousy cold, so you're forgiven if you start coughing. All right. You know, I remember our first conversation in the summer of 2006, and you were just getting started at SUNY Upstate. And that word that stuck right out to me was patient-centered. And I said, hallelujah, because of course, that's the work I do. Things have changed in 2 years. You've been moving in that direction using that word. Let's talk about some of those things.
Well, it has been exciting. And of course, we've also talked about, it's really transitioned a little bit to be the terminology patients first.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that is really an assessment of all the needs that we have in this region. And I think over the 2 years, the thing that has really struck me is the quality of not only our health professionals, but also of our academic mission and our research mission and how they come together in a very expansive region. And how, because of that, we've really defined an aggressive agenda, not only for the present, but the future, that really is focused on the needs of our patients and this region.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that have taken place over these last couple of years, and then we'll move into all of those things that you're looking at in the future. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's start, if we can, with rural medicine, because that's something I'd never even heard that terminology before we started doing the radio show. And I know that's a world you live in.
Well, you know, we have this collision of realities. We cover almost 17 counties between Canada and into Pennsylvania. And as I've traveled from Gouverneur all the way around to Russville, the one thing that's constant is that there aren't enough health professionals. The populations in these communities are shrinking a little bit, but there's incredible need. And of course, we're right in the epicenter of that.
Sure. And they're aging in these populations, aren't they?
They are, and there's a great deal of diversity. Of course, at the same time, you have this growing burden of chronic illness, such as asthma and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question really is what does an academic health center do? Do we stay centralized, sort of egocentric, and sort of make the statement, come to us?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we start to look at a distributed model? And already in our roots, of course, is an incredible program which we've talked about called our Rural Med Program, our Med Program.
You and Dr. Mannion were here just a couple of months ago to talk about it.
So we made it really redoubled our commitment to really diversify and to expand our academic offerings, if you will, but taking our programs out into the North Country and into the Southern Tier. One of those examples is the RMed program. Another one is, of course, what we're now doing in nursing, as we go to Cayuga and Oswego to offer some of our courses both online and on those sites. And some of those graduates will never actually set foot in Syracuse until the time they graduate.
Really?
1 or 2 or 3 years down the road.
And that points out something that I think is really important and something actually that separates SUNY Upstate from other hospitals or universities, and that is your two missions. You've got patients you need to be taken care of, but you also need to be training the future healthcare workers. And that takes us really to our next question, is about geriatrics. We've talked to Dr. Brangman, and she'll be back in another week or two, talking about the numbers of seniors that are growing, and we just don't have people to take care of them, do we?
Well, I think she refers to it as a silver tsunami, and I think that's an accurate reflection. And of course, the longer all of us sit here and listen and talk, the older we all get.
But that's true.
Part of that collision of reality is not only defined by geography, it is defined by this burden of chronic illness and aging. And we've got to, again, as we look at the needs of this region, and I think it's what really distinguishes Upstate Medical University, is that we take a pulse of the region and we're trying to adapt and change over time to meet the needs. And it's very different than just being stagnant and or continuing to do the great things that we do. We're going to begin to continue to reach out and expand those programs. In the area of geriatrics, the needs are overwhelming. As you look at the needs for internal medicine trained physicians, family docs, and, of course, in the area of nurse practitioners and physician assistants, which are two other areas that we're going to be expanding and growing.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, our response here, again, is to look at distributed systems and to grow our enrollments by about 30%, which includes not only medicine, but also the areas of nursing and the College of Health Professions to begin to understand and respond better than we are today to these pressing needs, such as the aging population.
And you know, when we talk about the aging population, we're talking about people who are living longer than they ever did before, many more of them than there ever were before. And it isn't one thing that goes wrong with them and then they die from that. They've got one thing that gets managed, the second thing that gets managed, and more, and those are chronic illnesses, aren't they?
They are. Well, you know what, and the real saying, and not to be trite at all, but you know, we don't want to add just years to life. Mm-hmm. We want to add life to years.
Right. Quality instead of just quantity.
Absolutely. And we can do that today. Because of the expertise that we have here at Upstate with individuals such as Dr. Bregman, with some of our nurse practitioner programs, the new physician assistant program that's coming on, we're going to take a direct bead on these issues and not only put in place programs today, but try to build an expansive response for the future, because we see what's coming with this incredible push in the aging population. And a lot of it, as you said, is about chronic illness. Arthritic diseases, neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson, Alzheimer's, and then you, of course, look at things such as asthma and diabetes, which we're seeing push out to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth generation, decades.
Exactly. And people are even living longer with just those diseases that
Absolutely.
They might not have lived longer. It really is a problem, and it's good to know that SUNY Upstate is addressing that problem. You know, one of the other things that we have talked about a lot on the radio show, and I know is being addressed, is the question of mental health professionals. Mm-hmm. One of the things, we've had a number of guests who have talked about just the complete lack of nearly enough psychiatrists for children in particular, and that tie between mental health and physical health. So you've got some exciting things going on at SUNY Upstate for those too, don't you?
We do, both in the area of pediatrics as well as adult. Mm-hmm. First in pediatrics, we're going to make a commitment now that we had a very successful capital effort from Albany, where we've received over $340 million of support, both for existing programs, for what we would call maintenance, as well as the ability now to expand programs such as cancer and mental health. One of our areas that we're looking at with the new retrofit of the old hospital plant will be to add 10 to 12 inpatient beds for the pediatric population in mental health. It's a commitment that I think we need to do. It's something that we have to work in concert with our colleagues at the Office of Mental Health at the state and local level. Mm-hmm. We don't want to duplicate. We need to coordinate efforts. The same holds true in the area of veteran mental health, because we're working closely now with the Veterans Administration to respond to some of the unique needs that we're seeing coming out of the veterans and the Fort Drum area. So we're quite an expansive response to something that I call the supraclavicular phenomenon.
Is
that we tend to forget about everything above the clavicles, which is the mental dental problem.
I see.
And so our response is that we really do have to look at the holistic approach to the patient. Mental health is also a vital part of aging, because we know with chronic illness, there's higher incidence of depression.
Absolutely.
So they go hand in hand in the area of Parkinson and as well as neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. Depression is more prevalent. So we really need to tie these together, and our response is going to be to build some capacity. And as we've talked about, we're adding a new program in the area of nursing. And that is, we've given approval to begin a new nurse practitioner program in family mental health.
Excellent.
Which will give us, again, additional capacity. And those individuals are going to be working with our Department of Psychiatry and Neurology.
Excellent. So it sounds like we're covering not only the pediatric psychiatry, but the geriatric as well.
And of course, our veterans.
Of course. Oh, that's wonderful. And the veterans, I know we've talked about the post-traumatic stress that
that's
they're
correct.
Suffering. So that's fabulous. Now, our conversation would be remiss not to address the Children's Hospital, Golisano Children's Hospital. Tell me more about where we are, what we anticipate.
Well, we're now, of course, putting up a lot of the interior, a lot of the exterior is complete. I think what people will do now, if they see the facility, and you particularly look to the southeast, you'll see the big elevator towers being completed, which is exciting. But interior work is really going on now, because we've really closed up most of the exterior. We're looking for an opening about this time next year.
Really?
Which is not only, of course, the Golisano Children's Hospital and those 70 beds, which are going to be just incredible, but in addition, the new neurology component and the new cardiovascular component.
Wow.
So we're going to have over 200 private beds, family-centered care, and I think the finest facility anywhere in the Northeast.
It just sounds fabulous. And of course, we've talked about it over time, but you're right. We're beginning to really see that substantive piece of it.
That's
we
right.
can see it, and now we're going to hear more about the care that takes place in there. Now, one other, we've only got about a minute, but let's talk about the future. We haven't addressed the future. You've mentioned a few things, but there are some big initiatives going on, aren't there?
Well, there really are. We're going to be expanding our base in Syracuse. We're going to be building the platform with because of the Kennedy Square opportunity, as well as trying to move to a campus west, which will be moving downtown.
Right. You're talking about building like actual physical plants, aren't
correct.
You? Yes.
Well, we need more land capacity and space to really capture the needs that we have and to be able to expand some of our academic and research buildings. We would like to have more expansion in the area of being able to house some of our students and to expand some of our clinical offerings. In addition, we're looking at setting up in the near future a campus in the North Country, possibly in the Watertown area, but we're also looking to partner with the area of Utica, Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, the exciting thing is we did get funding to rehabilitate the old asylum for the inebriates, the castle in Binghamton, which will create a permanent presence in Binghamton, as again we look to expand our offerings in Binghamton, both in the College of Medicine and the College of Health Professions.
Truly patient-centered. That's excellent. Well, Dr. Dave Smith, thanks so much for coming by this morning on our two-year anniversary. Let me finish that up, Steve. Didn't cough, but I'm messed up. Okay. Well, Dr. Dave Smith, thanks so much for coming by this morning on our two-year anniversary for a bit of a retrospective and a talk about the future. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tricia.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.